Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday. College football.
Yeah, man.
Michael Jackson's birthday.
Yeah.
RIP, happy birthday. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
Close your eyes. This is the coolest damn video ever. Oh. He had that sequin shirt on, that little ass microphone.
What happened to the little microphone?
What happened to the little microphone? Bob Barker was the last one. Bob Barker was the last one. And that it wasn't even on.
No.
Which is the craziest thing in the world. What's happening, man? This is a beautiful, beautiful Friday here in Atlanta, as you could say. It's a big, big weekend of college football. We were just talking out there. Like, I'll never laugh when my team is getting their head beat in. Ever in life,
it's all you can do now.
But it was funny as hell watching that Braves game yesterday, because I mean they were so great in the top of the first,
yeah,
and then it went just straight just cheeks after that, dude. I was sitting there because when Schwarber hit that home run, Buck, I was like,
yeah,
because
you knew
you kind of knew it was about to be.
Was it literally the first pitch that Cal Quantrill threw? I think it was the first
and
pitch
he just,
that he threw.
And he hit that damn ball so hard. I thought he hit it because I was in college football yesterday. He hit it where Deshaun Jackson was playing over there where Delaware State was playing.
I think that's right.
He hit that damn ball so far.
Landed at the 30.
I wonder what was the total distance of all them home runs yesterday.
Oh, good question.
It had to be from Philly to Atlanta.
Good question, because, I mean, that one was over 400. And he hit four of them. 1,600-ish, probably.
Dude.
Which is like a quarter of a mile. He hit like a quarter of a mile of home runs last night against the Braves.
Man, that was so funny, man.
Pretty wild that the Braves, it's happened 21 times in the history of baseball. Only 21. That's less times than a perfect game. There's been more perfect games thrown in Major League Baseball than guys have hit four home runs in a game. And the Braves have allowed it to happen to them twice this year.
Well, like Grant said, they're 1-1, though.
They are. They didn't win the first one. They won the first one. They sure didn't win last night, though.
No, they didn't.
I guess it was in the spirit of football being back. They allowed the Phillies to put up a football number.
Yeah.
19 damn runs, which is crazy because it was 3-0 after the first. Like, the Braves got off to a great start. They're hitting the ball. Great at bat by Ozzie to draw the walk. Michael Harris hitting again. Like, all right, great. They got after Aaron Nola. And then 15 consecutive runs by the Phillies later, and it was like, all right, this sucks. I will say, I don't know. Call me whatever you want to call me. I was hoping that he hit the fifth one.
Why not?
I wanted to see history.
Why not?
I wanted to see him do it.
That was crazy.
I know Bo doesn't like that. That's fine. Whatever.
He'll be all right.
What difference would it have made?
None.
You know what I mean? It would have been cool to see a guy do something that's never been done before.
Man.
And also, I'll be honest with you, too. I like Kyle Schwarber.
Big fan.
No, I guess it couldn't have been the first pitch because Trey Turner's their leadoff hitter.
I don't know.
I don't know.
All I know is that he hit that damn ball so damn hard. I was like, oh, my goodness. Well, I guess I can put all the TVs on college football now.
Yeah. No, there's, you know, just there's really
it,
no.
Check it periodically.
Yeah, just check the box score.
Other than I checked it and it was 15-4. I was like, oh, okay, I didn't miss much. I didn't miss too much, man. And, you know, again, college football was – they had some good games yesterday.
You called it on USF.
I thought they would win. I didn't think they were going to beat them down like that.
They beat them.
I did not think they would beat them down the way they did. But I just thought Boise coming across country – you know, first game of the year, just, you know.
Post-Ashton Genty.
You know, like, just thought, and hell, they played like four running backs, and you saw kind of early how they got it going, but they just, in the red zone, they were awful. Turnovers and everything, but yeah, shout out to South Florida, big win. We were talking out there, getting to see another mini Grammatica. Now, they're little. Them some little dudes.
They're little.
He was really, he's smaller than them.
Do you think so?
It looked like it on TV. Like he was smaller than them, but it was good, funny to see him win the reaction. Now, he didn't jump like his uncle did to tear himself up, but, you know, that Grammatica fist pump is still there.
The thing about the Grammaticas, we'll spend a little time on some tiny kickers from the 90s.
Yeah.
They did that every kick.
Every time.
Every kick.
Yes.
Every kick, they're fist pumping and jumping up, and I remember it was so annoying when they played against your team, and they'd make a field goal. It's like, all right, little fella.
All right, guy.
Like, come on. It's 3 points, and it was from 28 yards. Like, come on.
Like, relax, homie.
But no one was happy to see the guy blow his knee up when he did it.
No, not at all. But, I mean,
the
fun that was made of him was unnecessary, though.
Well, even last night, like, they showed the graphic of the Grammatica kid now and all the relatives, Bill and Martine and everybody else who kicked. And who was on that call? Anyway, they were like, I wonder if all of their ACLs are intact.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
The guy we had on for the UFL, I mean, not the UFL, the golf thing. Randy.
Oh yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
That's right. He was on play by play of that guy. I don't think it's Randy, but I know where you're going.
Is that Randy? Uh-uh. Oh, no, is it? God, dog it. Scott. Last name Scott. Is that it?
What's his name, Bo? What's his name, Abe? The guy that called the USF game last night?
Matt Berry.
Matt Berry.
I don't know why I was getting Randy. Randy must be. They have a Randy that does it, right?
There's Randy. Yeah. We got a Randy.
Yeah, whatever.
We got the best Randy.
Anyway.
And then you had Mark Jones and Roddy Jones doing the second game.
Yes.
Great. Roddy Jones, man.
He's awesome.
I mean, obviously, we know this. Had him on the show for a number of years and really enjoyed our conversations. Just an awesome analyst.
Yes,
really fun watching him call that game last night. And, you know. Not the most exciting game that's ever
okay,
been played.
Okay, there's a Randy Scott. That's why I got him confused.
Randy Scott.
And he's an ESPN anchor, too.
Okay.
That's where it is.
There you go.
But anyway, but no, I thought it was good. The game itself.
What, the Nebraska game now?
Don't you can't say that you don't think you – what's the word? Doppelganger? Is that it? Of Patrick Mahomes.
Well,
stop.
Doppelganger is like, I don't know, like unintentional. Like,
okay,
you look like.
Okay,
him.
You might be right. Okay.
He is impersonating.
He is an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah, he is impersonating.
There's
Patrick
no way
Mahomes.
In the hell you're going to tell me. He did everything. Because I was wondering, because I remember when Pat had to explain, I was like, why is he always jiggling his fingers? That was because he's waiting on the play he wants to play. You ain't going to tell me that boy didn't do that yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Everything he does looks
like
Patrick Mahomes.
Everything.
Even like, he's got like the one long sleeve and the one short sleeve.
He did Pat celebration when Pat runs to the end zone and goes, jumps up and down and pounces his chest three times. He did that yesterday.
You can't tell
me.
Because they played that game at Arrowhead.
Yes.
You can't tell me that Dylan Raiola didn't make sure he knew where Mahomes' locker was. And
probably sat in it.
He probably sat in it.
Yes.
He probably tried to see if he could find anything in there.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe sneak a towel.
I'm just telling you. What, I mean, you're not going to tell me anymore that you're not, okay?
No, dude, it's cosplay.
It is all the way, dude.
It's cosplay.
Like, everything. Like, he going to change his name to Patrick.
Patrick Raiola.
Yeah, he going to change his name to Patrick. He going to change his name to Patrick.
Now, here's the thing.
Y'all ever seen the movie The Fan?
Yes.
It could end up being a situation.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Now, again, I, like I said before, just to try to give the kid a little credit as we sort of make fun of him, they won last night.
They did.
He went 33 of 42. Passed for 243 and two touchdowns.
Yes.
He's pretty good.
No, you know? Like,
if you're going to impersonate somebody, impersonate the best active quarterback, and he's doing a pretty good impersonation.
Yeah, and the best thing he did was he took with the defense, got him, because Cincinnati was playing the hell out of coverage yesterday, and it's just the underneath checkdowns are there. He got to it quick, gave his teammates an opportunity to run after the catch, had a nice touchdown, it's a better catch than throw. But, I mean, the first touchdown, it was just an amazing catch. But, yeah, I mean, the dude could play. Now, am I willing to back off my prediction about them going like 11-1?
I don't think anything last night.
I don't think
said college football
I don't
playoff
think
team.
I don't think they're. I think they're a good team. I don't think they're that good of a team.
No, but I would also say too. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of games this weekend that look like that.
Yes, I agree.
Just because it's so it's transfers yeah. and it's young. You know, there's just so much youth on the field. And also, you know, there's going to be some safe game plans just to try to make sure that you can keep it close and you can win games. I think a lot of the big games this weekend might look maybe not might be a little higher level than that, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's a lot of really tight games.
If you could pull up for me real quick, because you're quick on the draw on the computer. What's the point for over under for the first game, the Ohio State Texas?
The over under for that game is 46.
Okay,
and
I
half.
Can see. Okay, perfect. I think it's going to
Ohio State's favored by 1.5.
I can see it under that. Right
I could
there.
Too.
I can see it right. I can see it under that because you know you got two really good teams, really talented teams. You got two kind of green quarterbacks, kind of green. Arch has played.
I would say definitely really green.
Yeah, and then you're in a situation where, like, Ohio State had to replace, I think, their whole damn D-line, basically. Mm-hmm. Texas had to replace their whole offensive line, basically. Mm-hmm. But they're still really talented. There's just a lot of young players. So, yeah, I can see that being somewhere 2017.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a one score, one field goal, maybe 24-21.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that
you said,
one.
You said who's favorite?
Ohio State's favored by 1.5. Okay. I mean, the home field.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, I will say this one final thought on the Nebraska game last night, too. That's a game that program has lost, like, the last 5 years.
You're right.
Because they're in a lot of close games, man. Like, they every game they played last year seemed like it was within a touchdown or even closer than that. And they lost a lot of those ones. And I know it's going to be, you know, it's tough to live winning 3-point games every single week, but they finally did it. And so a step in the right direction for them, for sure. You want to get off to a good start. They're 1-0 and, you know, can improve as the season goes on. There was a lot of other games that got played last night, too, which we may mention as the show goes on. But obviously we'll spend a lot of time today talking about the big college football games that are going to be played this weekend. Roddy Nabalsi is going to join us from UGASports.com in about half an hour. He always joins us on Fridays when it's Georgia football season. So today is our first conversation with Roddy. And if this year is like any other year, he picks his walk-up song. His song that he comes onto the show with is always sort of like a reference to what he thinks the game is going to bring. So we'll all find out what that looks like together in about half an hour. And, of course, Georgia Tech plays Colorado tonight.
Yeah, man.
At Colorado, of course, the first game for them post-Shadur, Travis Hunter, and the first game of the year for Tech in a year where there's, you know,
a lot of expectations.
Some enthusiasm.
Yeah, man. And I mean, I think, you know, the listeners that we have who are Georgia Tech fans or alum or whatever, they're excited about this season because last year was a good year for you. I mean, you were able to establish what you want to be. You got the main guy back, and that's your quarterback, but you also got other weapons on the offense that are going to be really good. And you know what the mantra or ethos of this team is. Yeah. They want to beat the hell out of you.
They want to beat you up in the trenches.
They want to beat the hell up.
I knew this, but I didn't maybe realize quite what the extent of it was. Just how much of their NIL resources they spent on the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they got that huge offensive line recruit, maybe the biggest recruit they've ever gotten there in the history of whatever the
– Milton, I think.
Yeah, but he's like in the rankings history, like the last 20 years, the biggest guy they've ever gotten there. He's going to play tonight, obviously, and they've just invested so much money there, which makes sense. You got an offensive lineman as a head coach. You want to run the football and impose your will on the other team. But, I think they're going to be – it's going to be no fun to play Georgia Tech this year.
No.
It's going to be a headache. You're not going to enjoy it.
I told you, I was like, they're going to be – they're that team that's going to have you in the cold tub. They're going to get the cold tub and the recovery and all that other stuff, and because that's what they want to do. And it should be a great atmosphere, obviously, because it's Colorado.
Yeah,
but I think that, you know, I like Tech tonight. I like Tech
tonight. I do too.
To win this football game because I think they're just more physical. Now, Deion, we have not seen this team.
Right.
I know they've gotten bigger on both sides of the line as far as what you read about them and things, but, you know, you don't know what's going on with the quarterback situation. They got skill players. Deion going to keep the speed on the team. But it's going to be different watching them without those two studs. It's going to be different. But I'm excited. I'm excited to see it because how much I love Prime. But yeah, I think this is a state. If you're Tech, you go make a statement tonight.
You can, yeah.
Yeah, you go make you go make a damn statement tonight up there in Colorado.
Yeah, you go into Colorado tonight and win like 31-14.
All eyes because of where they're going and who they're going against are going to be on this game tonight. When you're talking about Tech, national television game. I mean, 8:00. It's going to be. That's going to be a scene tonight up there in Boulder, man.
Yep.
And I think that Tech needs to just go and just beat the hell out of them.
Yeah, I think those Colorado guys are going to be in the training facility this weekend. They're going to be in the cold tub, like you said. Going to be icing up. I think, again, this is going to be true for a lot of teams the day after they play Georgia Tech this season. It's fun. It's here. Games last night, games tonight, games tomorrow. Lots to talk about. Oh, yeah, there was a trade in the NFL. We might mention that coming up next. What a joke. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The game.
Seconds left on a tough night for the Broncos in Tampa. And it looks like Boise State not going to have another snap. And the crowd of what is left here at Tampa is celebrating a fine win.
Yeah.
Nice win.
Nice win for USF last night. You called it. You said you don't go down there into Tampa and come out, same or
just
whatever.
Just that early in the season.
They beat
the hell out of them. Yeah. I mean, maybe later on in the season they probably would have got them. But just so much turnover at Boise State, losing maybe the best player in Boise State history, running back, who you said yesterday, all right, we just need you to win this game. Give him the ball 30 times. He'll rush for 270 and we'll win.
Here. Take it to the house.
You know what I was watching? Like, all the running backs stand like he stood. All of, like, the other two.
Arms were, at your side.
The other two, at least.
Like, all the Boise guys?
Yeah. They had their hands, like on their hip a little bit. But, yeah, all of them got that little straight-up-ass stand.
Well, it's one of those things that, like, at least for me, I never notice how any running back stands until they start pointing out that he stood weird.
Uh-huh.
And then I started looking at other people, and I was like, oh, okay, most people
like
kind of
stand Nick in like Chubb a ready has a higher position. Stand. Nick Chubb has a higher stance, too, a little bit. But, yeah, I was wanted to be – I was like, damn, son, saying like
straight up
a little bit. I mean, they're short, so they can't see over the line, I guess. I don't know.
I'm not sure. But they got smoked last night. So probably not going back to the college football playoff this year.
That opens
Boise
the door
State.
For Tulane.
And South Florida. You never know.
I know they got to play Florida. They got to play the Gators. I think they got to go to Gainesville, but and Miami. Okay, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, nice win to start this season. Awful early to be worried about any of that kind of stuff, but obviously for Boise State, not the way you want to start your season. Georgia Tech and Colorado tonight. We spent a little bit of time talking about that in the first segment. Auburn and Baylor, too. Mm-hmm. Big game for both.
For Auburn.
Yeah.
I think it's bigger for Auburn, though.
Do you?
I do. I just think that, you know. Not saying it's not big for Baylor, but I just think more for Auburn because they're trying to get this identity back about Auburn, and for them to go into Baylor and find a way to get the win, that'd be so big.
It would be a big win.
It'd be a big win.
Because I think Baylor's Baylor's not a bad
good.
Team.
Baylor's pretty good, but I think it'll be a big win.
They won their
win.
Final seven games in a row last year. They got their quarterback back.
And they got a hell of a coach.
They got a good coach.
A hell of a football coach. Yeah. And so I think if they can go in there, talking about Auburn, and find a way to get that dub, that'd be so big to start the season.
I agree. That's an intriguing game tonight.
And Auburn's an intriguing team. I was talking to them, having fun with them yesterday, but they're an intriguing team.
They are.
Because they got talent. And Auburn's always going to have talent. It's just that quarterback position where they just got to figure out that who's going to be that dude.
Yeah.
They got players.
And again, I mean, Jackson Arnold has talent.
He has it.
It's just a matter of.
And Hugh Freeze is a hell of an offensive coach.
He is. Like let him run.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's got the legs to do that. And in that game, Auburn's favored by 1.5 in Waco.
All right.
So, that should be a fun one tonight, too. There's a handful of good ones tonight. Obviously, Georgia Tech, Colorado of most interest here. Tomorrow, ton of good games, too. Texas, Ohio State, Alabama, Florida State, LSU, Clemson, and then Notre Dame, Miami on Sunday. Roddy Nabalsi going to join us in about 15 minutes. We'll talk Georgia and Marshall with him as well. But a good portion of the noon hour will be devoted to all of those games. Let's hear from Raheem Morris, who spoke with the media yesterday. Falcons had practice. There was some good news from practice as far as Darnell Mooney coming back. Here he is talking about replacing McGarry.
That's a huge thing. That was more of it. I kind of brought that up. Like, that's more of what McGarry does, and that's more of our strength. That's more of what we've been able to do. I don't know if the analytical guys here today that usually handle that stuff for me, but like, we run the ball significantly better to the right side. You know, there's no secret there because of guys like McGarry and Lindstrom playing together, doing it for a certain amount of years, being drafted together, growing up together, all of those things. There's no secret. And that's definitely more of a deal than just the blind side protection. The reason you can downplay some of the blind side protection is because some of the gun stuff and the gun snaps that are in the game now, that wasn't in the game when Joe Montana played.
Right, totally.
Yes.
And I mean, that's kind of where we've been with it.
Yep.
Pre-injury, even with McGarry, because we asked him about that.
Yes.
And he was like, yeah, I mean, kind of, but he's in the gun most of the time.
Yep.
So his shoulders are square to the line. Yes. So it's okay. The real issue is they love to run right.
Yes.
They love to run behind those two movers over there.
About it, these dudes have been day ones. They've been starting at that right side from
the day.
That's a lot of reps, Buck. That's a whole lot of reps. That's going to be missed. And so they got to do it by committee. No, they don't need to do it by committee. You got to find your guy and go with him. And then if he's bad, you try to replace him with somebody else. But yeah, I mean, you lose a big part of what you want to do, and that's run the football. I still am under the impression of myself. I don't think all is lost because of it.
No.
But I think that they got 2 weeks to get it right, or however long, 10 days, whatever, to get this right. Got a whole week of practice prep, getting ready for Tampa. They don't need to be rotating next week, all right? Meaning, okay, you get the first reps, Elijah, then you – no, let him go. If you think he's the best player, which I – of the three guys
– of the three options.
Yes, I think Elijah Wilkinson is the best option for him.
And Raheem kind of clarified yesterday, too, because they had made a couple – moves to address depth at right tackle. None of those guys they traded for are in the running to be the starter.
No.
Like Elijah Wilkinson, Jack,
him,
Nelson,
yeah,
and then Parker. Those are the three guys. The guys that have been here are competing.
Yes,
and Wilkinson is probably, I mean, certainly the most seasoned of them.
Yes,
he started 20 games in the NFL at right tackle.
Yes.
And not here, but he did.
Yes.
And he started at left guard here a couple years ago, too. So he started a handful of games in the NFL.
Yes. So it just seems that, like, he is the guy that's going to fill that void. And that's a big void to fill.
Yeah, like, no one's saying
it's
going to be the same.
No.
But he's at least a guy who's been out there before. Those other guys haven't. So that's kind of that. Well, Greg Cosell is going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour. NFL Films, just a film breakdown guru. We will ask him what he thinks the Falcons – like specifically lose in not having McGarry out there at right tackle, just kind of what he sees the offense looking like without him, some of the changes that they might have to institute. So we'll get into that. Obviously the biggest story of the day yesterday, not just in the NFL, but period, was the fact that the Cowboys traded Micah Parsons.
Yes.
Traded him to the Packers for a couple future first round draft picks, 1 in 26, 1 in 27, and Kenny Clark, who's a really nice player.
Kenny's a good player.
Yeah. And so that's how the Micah Parsons saga in Dallas comes to an end.
Well, I think the thing is that this seems like, if we read up, it's been going on for a couple of days as far as the parameters of a trade. And you get the two ones, which are the way Green Bay plays, they'll be mid late 20s. Also, you get Kenny Clark, who's on his third contract with the Packers. I was looking it up. He's $2 million against cap this year. $21 million next year. So this could be a 1 year rental. It better not be a 1 year rental. Kenny Clark is one of the better D tackles in ball. I mean, he's just underrated. You don't hear a lot about him, but he's been a really good player since they drafted him out of UCLA in the first round. But this is about Micah, and you put him on that defense that, you know, they struggle with the pass rush, but more importantly, they struggle covering. So you put him with Rashawn Gary, that's a problem.
Yeah, Packers just got way better.
Yes, they did. I love what they were talking. One of the main reporters for ESPN, the Packers, is like, how did this go? And I think it was something that was brought up earlier this summer when Gutekunst went to the head coach, like, would you like to have Micah Parsons?
Yeah. Can you get him?
Can you get him?
I don't know, but things are getting pretty weird down there in Dallas.
Exactly. And they were to a point, and Jerry's got to say something. And I know now that everybody, he's gone, Micah wasn't that good and all those different things. Micah was so good that when he wasn't playing, when he was not at the off-ball linebacker, they couldn't stop the run. And then when they put him at off-ball linebacker, they couldn't rush passers. So that's how good this dude is. Yes, they run it all pass rushers. And they made it seem like, oh, they're just running him because of that. No, they run it. That's what you do to pass rushers. You run at them. And
there's nothing you can say to make it less terrible.
This dude is a freaking animal.
Yeah, and you blew it.
And you blew it.
You blew it.
This dude is a game-wrecking player, period.
That's right.
Period.
Yeah, and he's not on your team anymore because of you.
Yes.
Like, you could have gotten this done, and you didn't get it done out of stubbornness.
Yes.
And you've done it a bunch of times before, and that's why whenever we talked about it, it was like, well, that's kind of how it always goes.
Yep.
And then he gets it done. You kind of gamble the last minute. Problem with gambling is sometimes you lose. And he lost this one.
Yes.
In a horrible way. I don't know, man.
It was
pretty.
Like, it didn't have to go this way.
No.
It did not at all.
It should have never gone this way.
It should have never went this way. And all you had to do, and I understand the handshake and all those different things like that. And from what Shefty's saying, it was 40.5, which at that time he would have signed, it would have been the biggest contract. But it had to be something else in that contract. It said it was a 5-year deal. I know that Dak and CD and most guys, when they were negotiating with Jerry wants the 5 years. They want the 4 years. Now, you add the extension on to this year that's going to go to it. It's essentially a 5-year deal. Jerry wanted the 5 and this. And he's like, no, I don't want that. I want it like this. And it's going to be weird because I just found out that David is George Pickens' agent, which, you know, George Pickens goes to George Pickens things. I don't think they'll give him a contract, though. I think it's one and down for George.
Yeah, you know, obviously the relationship with any client that he has in the future with the Cowboys is going to be tough.
Yes.
And then also just people in general now getting drafted by the Cowboys. It's like, well, hopefully I'm not too good.
But I think that's the
thing. And then he's going to do this to me.
But it's crazy because he does that, but he's done it with everybody. He tried to get out in front of it with Dak, and Dak was like, nah, go talk to Todd.
Uh-huh.
You know, CD, nah, go talk to me. Like, Micah's biggest mistake was Micah engaged with him. Made it seem like it. I'm pretty sure him and Jerry shook on something, and I'm pretty sure Jerry thought he had him. He's like, nah, let me go talk to David. Well, why do you need to talk to him? He works for you. That is true. He does work for me, but he works for me too.
And in the end, Micah plays for a better team and got the money that he wanted.
Yep.
Well,
got to live in Green Bay.
True.
I mean, that's a whole lot of money to keep me warm.
Yeah, that's true. Buy a coat.
Yeah.
You only got to live in Green Bay part of the year, right?
Yeah.
I don't know where he's from. Where's Micah from? Someplace warm, probably?
The PA guy.
I think. So he's used to the cold.
Yeah.
All right. Rodney Nabalsi is going to join us next. We'll talk some Georgia football with him ahead of Georgia's season opener tomorrow against Marshall. See what he's looking for. What success look like for certain individuals? We'll get into all of that with Rodney Nabalsi after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I get it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Funk Friday, 11:40 on Fridays during football season, though, mean Roddy Nabalsi joins the show from UGASports.com. He picks his walk up every single Friday. It always relates to the football game, and we're happy to welcome him back for another year. We've been talking to Roddy for years leading into Georgia football games, and this year will be no different. Roddy, how are you?
What up, Rod?
Doing fantastic, gentlemen. Fantastic. Excited that another year's here. Number 32 for me covering the Georgia Bulldogs. So.
Good for you. That's great.
Fun times.
And it should be a fun one, obviously. Yeah. A lot of question marks, of course, with turnover and new quarterbacks and stuff. When you think about the question marks, and we'll start to learn about some of them tomorrow, what are some of the things that you're hoping to learn about that you don't know about right now, tomorrow?
I'd like to know that Georgia can run the ball. I mean, we can talk about Gunnar Stockton until the cows come home. And the guy, he actually has cows. He knows when they come home. But this is a kid that, he's an absolute leader. He's a warrior. But what does that win you football games? I mean, you could have buy-in from your whole team who loves you to death. But if you can't get it done, then you can't get it done. And losing Carson Beck is a blow. He's a very talented quarterback. He's going to be a high-round draft pick. And replacing him with a guy who has a little bit slower release and maybe not the arm that Gunner does, but his teammates love him. But you want what would make it fantastically easier for Carson, for Gunner Stockton to have a big year? A solid run game.
Right.
That just being able to get that third and one, that third and two, getting those chunk plays where you're not – I mean, last year's the offense felt like it was a struggle every time they had the ball sometimes. And if you have a strong run game where Nate Frazier just picked up 17 yards and you were on your 30 and now you're on the 47, now you're playing with house money, and it frees up Mike Bobo to do more. It frees up the wide receivers, and if they can run the ball. And on the flip side, can Georgia stop the run? There were times that the defense couldn't get off the field. We can complain about Mike Bobo and screen passes and all the false narratives that are out there about Georgia's offense last year, but the defense did not hold up their end of the bargain because they couldn't tackle. They couldn't stop the run. And when you got teams coming in here keeping your offense on the sideline, that's not Georgia football. That's not Kirby Smart football. Three and outs, that's what I need to see from Georgia tomorrow.
Rod, who's going to be those five guys? We're playing Marshall tomorrow, so a lot of guys are going to play. But if you had to say who the starting five are going to be, I know Bobo's going to be in the middle, but who are going to be the guys to his flank?
Yeah, Monroe Freeling and Ernest Green. This should be a big year for Ernest Green. Remember, he came in and started at that left tackle spot. Now he's at the right tackle spot. Monroe Freeling should be a left tackle. When he came in for Ernest Green last year, he did great. But then all everyone talks about is how poorly he looked in the Notre Dame game. And I'm like, hey, you can have a bad game.
Right.
But Ernest, this is his money year. This is the year he's got to prove that he's the guy. So I expect a big year from him. I expect Monroe Freeling. He's heard about how poorly he played for 9 months. Now he's going to go out there and try to kill somebody. Then you got Micah Morris, a left guard, who's maybe one of the strongest guys in college football. He's definitely the strongest guy on the team, which puts him at the top of the whole league. Mm-hmm. And then at right guard, you've got three different guys going for it. But I want you to learn the name Juan Gaston, a true freshman. Mm-hmm. This is a big kid. He is – I think he's going to start. I predicted, Monday or Tuesday that this kid was – or maybe it's Sunday – that this kid's going to get the start. And if you got to think about it, there's not a lot of true freshmen that come into a Kirby Smart team in the trenches and get the start in game one. I mean, it's pretty rare. You have to go back to Tate Ratledge against Clemson. And, of course, he got hurt right away. So it's if Juan Gaston gets in, and he's huge, that is a big boy. So that you should be able to run behind that line. The tight ends need to block better, but that offensive line should at least get you your foundation.
Roddy, where do you think they're the deepest?
Oh, inside linebacker, no question. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're six deep there. It's mind-boggling what sort of inside linebacker group they have. When you have Justin Williams and Chris Cole and guys like that waiting in the kind of in the wings, you know, Anthony Crua. I mean, you're just loaded at inside linebacker. And to me, the question is, who's the better one? Is it C.J. Allen or Raylan Wilson? I think Raylan Wilson will have a big day tomorrow. C.J. Allen might be a little banged up. I don't know how much he's going to play tomorrow, but inside linebacker group, you're going to get that Quay Walker, you know, N'Kobe Dean type feel at inside linebacker this year.
All right.
What about that D-line, Rob? Because that was one of the deeper units. That's where we won championships because of it. Also who those dudes were on the defensive line. But, I mean, there are a lot of unproven, unknown guys on that front.
Yeah, well, when you said what are the questions, that was my first one is kind of, you know, position-wise, defensive line. And, you know, and who's the other safety going to be? But the defensive line, I mean, Jordan Hall is a five-star guy. He's supposed to be, you know, all-world, but he's been injured 2 years in a row. Christian Miller is that guy. Christian's special. He is so fast. He's so light on his feet. He's going to be a superstar. Xavier McLeod, the transfer from South Carolina, was playing great towards the end of the year. He can come on. Got Elijah Griffin, another five-star guy right there in the center who's, a true freshman, but that's another five-star. So, you know, amongst those guys, you kind of expect it, but also don't forget J.J. Haney, the kid originally from Germany. He's a true freshman. Mm-hmm. So if Griffin and Haney can come in and Jordan Hall lives up to all of his billing that we've been expecting him to, and we got to speak to him early in the week. He's an absolute leader. I tell people to go to UGA Sports, watch the video of Jordan Hall talking about the team. That is definitely a guy you can get behind, and he is so hungry to go out there. It's been so long since he's been able to play at the level that he wants to. If he has a good time, you know, a good game, and then all of a sudden you got Christian Miller and McLeod spelling those guys and the freshmen getting rotated in, you could – I'm not saying you're going to get back to, you know, Devontae White and Jordan Davis and those guys. Mm-hmm. There'll never be another Jalen Carter. But you should be able to stop the gaps, keep those linebackers clear, and give Glenn Schumann time to dial up some fun stuff.
Roddy Nabalsi joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy from UGASports.com. Getting ready for Georgia and Marshall tomorrow afternoon. You just said a bunch of names there on the defensive line, so maybe one of those guys is the answer to this question. Maybe not, though. A name that maybe like the casual Georgia fan doesn't know as well that they will know very well by Halloween.
Well, I'm going to go with I want to go with Jordan Hall, but he's a five star. So how do you do that one? Let's go with Xavier McLeod, the transfer.
Okay.
I just think there's something about that guy that he didn't play a whole lot last year until towards the end of the season. And that is a guy who he's got the size, he's got the hand fighting, the moves. That could be the guy. And also Chris Cole. Again, I hate to point out a guy that's, was a very highly touted recruit, but you haven't seen him play a whole lot. But Chris Cole, I think the reason Damon Wilson transferred to Missouri, well, hey, of course, you have it's free agency after every season, and there's NIL out there. But Damon Wilson was supposed, he was going to step in and be the guy. And I think that he was told, or he and his entourage felt that Chris Cole might get more of those Jalen Walker snaps from last year. You know, Jalen Walker playing inside, outside, just being that disruptive third down force for years. And I think that Chris Cole, even though he's behind him in, years, has such a bright future ahead of him that I think people are going to be buying Chris Cole jerseys and maybe Justin Williams.
Right. This time last year when we had you on, Andy asked you the question, I'll ask it Nobody was talking about these receivers. You didn't hear a lot about the receivers talking about last year as far as praising. Now you're hearing about all the guys that are coming in. What do we need to know about his receiving core? Because it seems to me you still have Dylan Bell. These guys can go back to their normal type of allotment instead of having them be a frontline guy, but you did go out and make some big splashes in the portal for these receivers.
The best thing that I heard was in the second scrimmage, the Georgia wide receivers caught a ton of contested catches. There were contested balls thrown, and those guys came away with it. That did not happen last year. In fact, they led the nation in drops. Just catching the ball would be a nice improvement. I mean, they have nowhere to go but up. But going into last year, in the summer, they expected Ra-Ra Thompson and Colby Young to be their top two receivers. Ra-Ra's off the team. Colby only plays a few games before he has his issues. And they're without the two guys they expected to be their leaders. They knew Dom Lovett was going to be big, you know, and Arian Smith, who also had a very good senior year, but Arian had not showed much to that point, and Dylan Bell, of course. But now you got Dylan Bell coming back, and he can do everything. Colby Young is going to be a superstar. Noah Thomas is a big, you know, 6'4" wide receiver, led Texas A&M. He's having a big year. London Humphreys is the guy everybody forgets about. And then you bring in Zachariah Branch to play the slot, who he does have some drops, but there's probably not a faster kid on the team, you know, just lightning in a bottle. When you get him in space, you're not going to touch him. So we're hearing a lot of great things about this wide receiver core. And again, it's preseason. Everybody's, you know, going to win the national championship. But the fact that they were catching contested passes against good cornerbacks, good safeties, you know, good coverage, that would have me as a Georgia fan more enthusiastic than, you know, pedigree or stats from last year.
What do you expect it to look like just with the way that they kind of deploy Gunnar Stockton in these first couple of games, what they ask him to do, maybe what they don't ask him to do? Like, what's a successful afternoon tomorrow look like for Gunnar Stockton?
Protect the ball, get them into the right plays based on the defense, and you're not sure what you're going to see from Marshall. So it's going to be a great test for Gunnar because he's not sure what formations he's going to see. He's not going to see what coverages are going to be out there. So it's going to be a learn-on-the-fly test from him. So he's got to get them into the right plays. He's got to protect the football, and he's got to I don't want him to be in the first game out there running around and getting hit. I don't think that's a great idea. But make the other team cognizant of the fact that, you know, he might keep it once or twice. You know, make them because everyone knew Carson wasn't going to run.
Right.
And the backside guys, and, you know, you were never worried about him keeping the ball. So the defense cheated. And that's exactly what I would call up as a defensive coordinator. I'm like, don't worry about him keeping it. He's never going to keep it. And the couple times he did, he gashed teams. Well, Gunnar likes to keep the ball. He loves to run it. So this, you know, puts it on tape that Tennessee has to deal with. And no, that's not a shot against Austin Peay, but, sure, you know, let him get comfortable running the offense. Let him score, you know, a few touchdowns, then get the hell out of there. And, you know, bring in Gunnar Puglisi.
What about my boys, man, that tight end position? I always want to, because you know how I feel about Lawson Lucky. Oscar Delp's back, but how's that group going to look?
Well, I mean, another group, when you ask me who is the deepest group, my other thought was the tight end group, because behind them you have Jaden Riddell and Colton Heinrich, who are really talented players who we barely saw last year. You know, Heinrich was hurt. I think Riddell got banged up a little bit too. And then you've got Elias Williams, 6'7", you know, put on some weight. He's the next Darnell Washington looking dude. And Ethan Barber, who's a heck of a receiver. I mean, that's a guy you could just say, hey, look, we're not going to make him a tight end. We're just going to make him a big wide receiver. And they can catch, they can block. So you were six deep at the tight end spot. I actually asked Todd Hartley about, like, hey, what about running 13 or 14 personnel? He's like, I got a hat that says run the 13 personnel on it. I'm like, okay. So here's the thing. The tight ends and the wide receivers are actually fighting for those groupings. The tight ends are going out there trying to prove that they need to be in 12 personnel more than anything else. Mm-hmm. And the wide receivers are going, no, we got this. We're going, you know, we're going five wide. We don't need you guys. So,
well, Roddy, we appreciate it, man. Great start to the year. Thanks, we look forward to every Friday. Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it, my boy.
Roddy Nabalsi there, UGASports.com, every Friday during Georgia football season at 11:40, getting ready for the next day's game. And you know how Roddy's good? I mean, there's a lot of reasons. When you ask him about a position group, and I got the depth chart in front of me, and he goes so deep down it that the guy's not even listed.
Right.
He went to the sixth tight end. It's not even listed on the depth chart on our lads.
Yeah,
it's
man.
Like, all right. Roddy's better than our lads.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it, man. I mean, he knows the ins and outs of this ball club. And I'm excited to watch it. I am. I know it's Marshall and you're going to get a lot of guys in there. But, I mean.
Yeah, man. It's Georgia football.
It's Georgia football, dude. Yeah. And I think that, you know, when you go back and this all, it's usually in the last couple of years, it's been a bigger opponent this game.
True.
You know, so that's kind of got you spoiled a little bit, thinking that they're going to be right over here, Mercedes-Benz, playing against Clemson or Oregon or whoever, but it is against Marshall team that you don't know a lot about it because so many damn new players, 60 new players.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know.
New it's, coaching staff, you know,
it's
new
gonna everything. Be a, it's going to be a fill-out type thing, but I ultimately anticipate Georgia winning by 30.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not 39 and a half?
Not 30, probably.
Okay. Because that's the spread.
Yeah, I know. Allowing a lot of young guys to get out there. Play. It's interesting about the you know, him keeping the ball to my gunner. You know, last time you did, get your little ass down.
He did. He didn't fumble.
He didn't fumble. But he damn sure got his ass. Woo!
He did. Set up the game-winning score.
He got clocked. And then fell back on his leg like that.
I know. I was worried for him.
Damn.
I was worried for him.
You get hit like that. Like, I've been hit like that, but I ain't never, my knees ain't never bucked because that's just nasty. I think you got to fight him if you can fold it up like that and your legs and you fall back like that.
I don't think he knew where he was, man.
I don't care, man. You gotta, hey.
When you come to,
go fight him.
They knocked him so hard they put in Carson Beck who couldn't throw.
Couldn't throw it.
Yeah.
And Texas still didn't.
Still didn't, yeah.
That would have been crazy if they would throw a pass. He had thrown left-handed.
That would have been, yeah. Yeah. There was no check, right? It was like, all right.
Uh-oh. They got 13 guys up. Check.
You can't throw, Carson. I'm doing it anyway. All right. Thanks to Roddy. Always love those conversations on Fridays. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. Get back into the Micah Parsons trade from yesterday. We will let you hear from Jerry Jones. Just making it better. All right. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9. The first hour of the show, by the way, brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Did you hear what I said? I said the first hour of the show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.